Some books are downloaded while others are online, but many students still do not have devices to read them. Bill sponsor, Delegate Scott Surivel, said even if computers were provided to all, some can't afford internet access or don't have that infrastructure in their homes.
And of course, it leaves, I think, thousands of kids getting a substandard education right now, today.
He said schools do try to provide hard copies for them.
One of the complaints I've heard from a lot of teachers is that because a lot of their students can't use them, they've been blowing out their copying budgets, copying paper to get their homework problems to the kids.
Panel members pointed out that some schools also require online assignments, but mandating universal broadband connectivity would come at a high cost. Surivel read from the state constitution about the General Assembly's obligation.
It shall ensure that textbooks are provided at no cost to each child attending public school whose parent or guardian is financially unable to furnish them. And, you know, when I read that and I think about what we're doing right now, if I were a lawyer looking for some work, it sounds like a great lawsuit to me.
Martina Hone with Coalition of the Silence said she will explore that option. In Richmond, I'm Anne Marie Morgan.